From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Donald Trump's former national security advisor appears to have violated federal law by not properly disclosing payments he received from foreign governments for public engagement. So that's the conclusion of the heads of the U.S. House Oversight Committee. The Democratic and Republican leaders spoke to reporters Tuesday after the White House denied the committee's request for documents relating to General Michael Flynn's contact with foreign nationals. Hear now from Sean Spicer, the White House spokesman.
Everything that he did was prior to coming to this White House. So for us to determine someone else's thing as a consultant.
Today, do you consider that to be a payment from a foreign government?
I'm sorry, if what?
If someone took money from Russia today.
If they were an employee of the White House, absolutely.
Flynn was forced to leave the White House after lying to Vice President Mike Pence about his conversations with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. during the transition period before President Trump officially took office. Afghanistan's largest television station reports Friday's deadliest ever assault by the Taliban on a major military base in northern Balkh province left more than 250 soldiers dead. The reporter also accused authorities of hiding the truth. The Afghan government has been under fire for refusing to reveal the number of casualties several days after the attack. The deputy chairman of the Afghan Senate, the upper house of the parliament, informed lawmakers on Sunday that security officials told him the death toll stood at around 131. Government officials privately have insisted that releasing the death toll could undermine the morale of the Afghan army battling a resurgent Taliban. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Turkish warplanes on Tuesday targeted fighters from the outlawed Kurdistan Workers Party, or the PKK, and a key Kurdish affiliate on the Iraqi-Syrian frontier. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said late Tuesday at least 18 people were killed in these strikes. Turkey, the U.S., and the European Union have designated the PKK as a terrorist organization for its decades-long autonomy push against the Ankara government in Turkey's southeast. The United Nations is appealing for $2.1 billion for life-saving assistance for millions of people on the brink of famine in war-torn Yemen. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, where a high-level pledging conference for the Yemen crisis is underway.
The United Nations calls Yemen the world's worst humanitarian crisis, as well as one of the world's most forgotten crises. Since the United Nations launched its $2.1 billion humanitarian appeal for Yemen earlier this year, it only has received 15%. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says this is far from enough money to tackle the immense tragedy unfolding in Yemen.
As always, children are at the highest risk of death. On average, a child under the age of 5 dies of preventable causes in Yemen every 10 minutes.
More than 2 years of civil war has devastated Yemen's economy, destroyed health facilities and basic services, putting millions of people at risk of disease and other threats. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The White House is sharply criticizing a U.S. federal judge's ruling blocking a directive from President Trump to withhold funding from sanctuary jurisdictions, those that limit their cooperation with U.S. immigration agents. The judge's ruling that will remain in effect while a lawsuit over a provision in the order makes its way through the court. Hear now from the San Francisco State's attorney.
This is why we have courts. To halt the overreach of a president and attorney general who either don't understand the Constitution or choose to ignore it. This is why San Francisco had to stand up on behalf of people everywhere, be they immigrants or native born. As Americans, we all have a duty to confront injustice even when it emanates from the White House.
The January 25th executive order called for federal funding to be withheld from sanctuary jurisdictions, and the judge said the president cannot put new conditions on money allocated by the Congress already. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.